Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you for your listening pleasure. We go to Spokane, Washington. Hello, Will. You're on the show.
Yeah. How are you guys this morning?
Chilly. I don't know, Will. We just started. That's determined by perhaps this call and several others. We're going to see how this call goes, and then we're going to move forward on the other ones. I would ask you the same question. How are you this morning, Will?
I am marvelous.
Whoa!
Wait a minute. Spokane, Washington. Early out there, right?
That is correct.
Like super early. You going to work?
No, getting off work.
Oh, you work the overnight shift, and you download by listening to this show?
Exactly.
We go to Will in Spokane. Will, how'd the shift go tonight? Did you have a good time?
No, I hate work.
Do you work for the Missile Command Center that warns people if there's a North Korean attack?
Yeah, I sit by the button. And I push it when I think I need to.
When he thinks he needs to.
Do you have
a lot of judgment call.
Do you have your instructions scotch taped up on your temporary partition wall?
One small mistake recently, and other than that, I've been pretty good.
Good. Yeah, well, you know, I just, we were talking the other day about the fact that you see the scotch tape instructions on the wall that could easily be, like, knocked down by a cat. And it was crazy. But, Will, that's not why you called. Why did you call, my friend? Oh, by the way, it's Wide Open Wednesday. Let me give the phone number first, Will. 888-920-MORE. That was my fault. 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Go, Will. I am sorry for interrupting. It's all you.
I wanted to talk to you about marijuana.
Ah, good.
Attaboy. That's a great subject. I like that. I like the ging. I like the reefer. Let's talk Mary Jane. Mm. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think you guys understand how it works since it's legal here now, because you were talking about it a while back, and you said,
all right,
yeah,
before we continue, and I hate to interrupt you again, but before we continue, for the purposes of, you know, education here, are you stoned now? Because I would think that you might be.
Could be.
No, I've had two career jobs, and both of them will randomly check to see if I'm stoned. And,
but you're not at your job right now. Okay, all right. So,
hey, but you know what? Now that it's legal out there, can they fire you if you have traces in your pee? Because it's
good
legal.
Good question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like alcohol.
What's the answer?
I mean, that's legal, too, but you can't have that on your, you know, when you're at work.
See, it's high, Will.
I do, too.
I think you're high.
Guarantee it.
Maybe he's tired. He's worked all night. We've slept.
All right. Johnny Contrarian.
Anyway,
that's
what
fine.
What I was going to tell you was, it's so weird. I mean, you pull it to a stoplight, and there's a billboard, and it says, like, 8 ounces starting at this price. Pre-rolled, $3, you know. It's just like a 7-Eleven. You just walk in.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, were you going to say, you called to say that it's just interesting that it's for sale out there?
Well, it's just strange. You know, I'm 53, and I never thought I'd be stopped at a stoplight reading a billboard about how I could just go in the store here and buy three joints and a quarter ounce of pot on my way home.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's like a 7-Eleven ad, but for weed.
Yeah.
Will,
but it's huge billboards all over.
That's crazy.
Do you occasionally partake?
No, I can't.
You can't because of your job.
We'll possibly get fired.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Have you ever partaken in your life?
Well, yeah, I'm not a square.
Hey, Will, do you approve of the legalization or disapprove? What is your angle on that?
You know, I don't know. They say it brings in all these tax dollars, but I really haven't seen any difference in anything. Our roads still suck. And it's weird just to be, you know, in the mall, at the mall park, getting out to go to a movie, and you can smell three people getting high, or you're just, like, in the park, and you... Low.
You know who he is? He's like low energy.
Can I say something, Rob? Can I say something? I may have to move to Washington State. Yeah. I like people from Washington. I do. I like the vibe out there. This is just so normal.
You love horses,
he is just
too.
So laid back and cool about it. I agree. It's like, you know, is it really helping? And, well, the potheads love it. That's for sure.
You know what he's like? He's like low energy, younger Andy Rooney. He's like, you know what's weird? This is weird, and it's not helping. I
All
hate
right,
typewriters.
Well, you're gone. Goodbye. Thank you. That's enough of you. Let's go to Nicole from Buford, Georgia.
Ah.
That is a true Georgia sound and name. Welcome to Buford. We've got the Peach Festival coming up on Saturday, and we hope y'all can make it by. How you doing, Nicole?
Doing pretty good. Just staying home because they closed all the schools for the 1 inch of snow today.
Oh my
blizzard.
God! Yeah.
Blizzard.
Now watching my morning news, I heard 2 inches in Atlanta, Georgia. Which you know, we laugh about D.C. getting paralyzed, but Atlanta, Georgia, when they get a dusting of snow, it's even more pandemonium. Is it not, Nicole?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's closed. But
everything's closed.
The news
yes.
is saying that. Underneath the 1 inch of snow is just solid sheets of ice. So
sheet
every
ice.
Road is closed down with accidents, and it's pretty bad.
I'm going to guess there was an accident on Peach Street.
Probably.
So is that why you called, just to say things are paralyzed?
Yeah, just because I'm home and I saw the notifications. So
oh, that's sweet.
Nice.
Well, we Very appreciate sweet, that. Thank you, Nicole. And stay safe. Don't be like that guy on that viral video that goes out to his driveway and slides
yes.
all the way
yeah.
down. Oh, I looked at that for hours. Anyway, let's go.
Funny, right?
Funny. That's America right there.
Yeah.
It's like, look at the guy with the ice on. Duh.
Remarkable core strength.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that everyone saw it. Everyone saw it on like the Today Show, and then they ran to their computer
to
watch
it
again.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
that's how great it was.
That's how great we are as a people. I tell you, well, it has every element. It has the element of surprise.
Yes.
He's casually walking to his car, does not know that his driveway is a sheet of ice. It had the element of danger, where as he was sliding halfway down his driveway, a car came by real fast down in the street.
Could've
so
looked
like conceivably he could slide out into the street.
Danger Mouse.
Duh.
And it had snow.
Snow. Thanks for improving the font, guys. Bruce from Las Vegas, Nevada. Everything old is old again. Woo! Hey, Bruce, what can we do for you?
Hey, you know, it's legal here in Las Vegas, too, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Marijuana is legal in Vegas?
Yeah, recreational and everything.
Yeah.
Are you high now?
No, I'm not.
Were you high in the last 24 hours?
No, actually, I haven't been for probably about 25 years.
Oh, man.
Okay, so another guy that sounds high that is sober. That's pretty
early.
That's pretty
early out there. In the morning here, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, man. I understand this.
Hey,
so
man.
That's what it is.
I'm
so I think we've learned something that the people calling from the West Coast area are sounding high because it's so dang early. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Bruce, how you doing in Vegas?
Well, you're driving me crazy, and I'll tell you why.
Oh. Yeah, I know why. I bet I know. Can I predict? If I get it right, you're going to have to give me something, though.
A dollar.
What will you give me if... No, I want better than that.
What will you give me?
A bag of weed. Here's why you're calling. You're calling because we have not announced the date in Las Vegas yet.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay, what is it?
You keep saying chomping at the bit when you should be saying champing at the bit.
Oh,
I'm gonna look it
you
up.
Second
I think,
that, Pony. Yes. How dare you?
Yes. I think they're now
you
both acceptable. I think
the boss.
I think they're both acceptable now.
Pony,
I'm gonna check.
It's champing at the bit.
Yes, horses champ.
Okay, well now
it does.
I remember. I remember when I used to say. I've been rode hard and put away wet, and a neighbor of mine said, no, you've been rode hard and put up wet. Is that the correct one, too?
I always say it the first way. So
see, you're just a contrarian douche, is what you are.
I agree
you know,
with you.
You just, no, you're not really. I was asking a question. Well, yes, Rob, go ahead.
I'd like to cite grammarist.com.
Okay.
Yes, it says one definition of a bit is a metal mouthpiece used for controlling a horse, and one definition is to champ is to bite or chew noisily. These are the senses meant in the idiom champing at the bit, which refers to the tendency of some horses to chew at the bit when overeager. However, the idiom is usually written chomping at the bit.
Yes.
And some people consider this spelling wrong, but chomp can also mean to bite or chew noisily. So chomp at the bit means the same as champ at the bit.
I love it.
What do you say to that, Bruce?
You, Rob.
Oh, he was disappointed.
Truth hurts. Truth hurts.
How did it get turned on you? He was attacking me.
That was so
me.
Awesome.
How did that
happen? I'll take
and
it.
All you did was very defend skillfully and very rapidly, I might add, bring the information to the forefront.
Yeah, because it was in the back of my mind that they were both accepted now. Like, so
I don't think it's a use the expression.
Oh God, you use it 15 times an hour,
like a okay. like a cobra. You turn on Rod.
I was champing at the. Shit.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Pony. I figured you did one.
Hey,
you could
did
do.
Did you
another
ever see
close.
That John Voight movie, The Chomp?
Ben, another call from Georgia.
Georgia.
Georgia, McDonough, Georgia. Will McDonough, Georgia. Go ahead, Ben.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
Yeah, we're snowed in, too, so we're home from school.
No. Hold on. You're not really snowed in. You've gotten a little snow in Georgia. You've got an inch or two of snow. Would that be more accurate?
Correct, but no one knows how to drive in it. So
That's true. I mean, Atlanta. I have heard, and I've never lived in Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta, but I've heard Atlanta handles it worse because of the volume of traffic in Atlanta. They handle it worse.
We were actually in Atlanta for a snowstorm. For
I
a Super
got
Bowl.
Out before.
Oh, did
I got
you?
Out before.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first Super Bowl broadcast that I left on Friday evening.
The talent got out before.
Which is smart.
No, the talent would have gotten out the day after the game because the talent had tickets to the game.
Oh, who'd you give your
and
ticket
the talent
to?
The talent didn't feel that the game was worth staying in the Georgia Dome and leaving. And was that not on Monday one of the biggest cluster Fs in the world?
Horrible.
I think it was.
Horrible.
It was terrible. What can we do for you, Ben?
We're just sitting here, got the notification, called in on the app, and I want to let you guys know up until whenever it was in 2008 or 2009 when you guys started, I had no idea who you were.
But oh, wow. I love that.
I started listening, and I've been listening ever since.
Oh, that's thank awesome. You, Ben.
That
well,
is amazing.
We urge you to pass that along to everybody. We love the listeners that don't have the history because, you know, they are taking our new product and they're enjoying it. And spread the word to all your friends, and especially down there in Georgia. Let everybody know that the Mike O'Mara Show is up and running, and we'd love to get more of your friends listening to the show. Can you do that for us?
I will. And my oldest daughter, Mackenzie, she's 13, and we would listen on the way home from school, and I had to make sure to tell her mom what we were listening to.
It's a good plan.
Well, you tell Mackenzie that she is brilliant, and she will be going to an Ivy League school, and she will someday. I used to say someday she'll be in politics, but no one wants to go into that sort of affair. She'll be a major engineer and buy you a brand new home. Okay, Ben.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
I get the feeling he's going to hold you to that. You're going to get a call in 10 years. He said, I ain't got my home yet.
I know you're 85 years old. Mackenzie said, you said, Mackenzie, buy us a new house, and you didn't. You listen, you got, you know, click, click.
Guess Preston, what Mackenzie did.
Preston Gaylor from Redline, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, unquestionably, in the Fruited Plain, has the greatest town names. There are better names in Pennsylvania than any other state. What can we do for you, Preston?
Good morning, TMOS. I know it's a bit late, but Happy New Year. I wanted to call after the first year, but with life and things gotten busy.
All right. Well,
very busy.
But
Happy New Year to you, Preston. I hope everything's going well. And where is Redline, Pennsylvania? What part of the state is that?
Redline is actually in York County. I'm about 5-10 minutes from York. So
used to have radio affiliates up in that that neck of the woods. Like to get them again sometime. We really would. York, Pennsylvania.
That'd be great.
We've been mining that town for a little gold there. What can we do for you, Preston?
Well, I wanted to check in and let you know that I listened to yesterday's opening, and you know, man, it's very well fitting that you it was a very well appropriate opening yesterday, because it goes without saying, and my former orientation and mobility instructor said this too, you know, every time I assume something or whatever, we all need to be educated. We all need to make sure that we have our right mindset and everything, because as the old saying goes, and it goes without saying, if you
Preston,
assume,
can you hold on for just a second? Just one little second here. Just I want to put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah.
Am I having a stroke?
No, I think he's
okay,
sort of caught in a loop.
I just wanted to check.
He talks like a Georgia driver in a snowstorm.
Also,
okay, just checking.
We don't know if he's listening to yesterday's open. Yesterday's open could have been from a week ago, because I don't remember yesterday's open going like that.
Yeah.
I you know, I know that I had fake vegan tuna fish for breakfast. That's all I can tell.
I'm really excited to get to his point, though, because he's really building up to it.
He's almost there.
Yeah.
Yes, Preston, get right back to it. What's your point?
Yes, because I remember during yesterday's opening, I may have to go back in the podcast, but pretty much it goes without saying, we all need to be educated. We all need to have a right mindset, as I mentioned before. And as the old saying goes, which my instructor told me many years ago, and I'll say it here again, if you assume, it'll make an ass out of you and me.
You so and me. Thank you, Preston. Oh. Yes, woo-hoo! Preston, you rock. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Tim, Portland, Oregon.
Well
You're
done,
on
though,
the
well
Mike
done.
O'Mara show. Thank you. Tim. Thank you very much. Hi, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all?
Great. Chilly.
This is Gregory Peck.
What about the boy?
Lady.
We have to take care of the boy. He's riding a tricycle and he's going to knock Lee Remick off the banister.
Lee
Remick, right?
Yeah,
what, was that?
Right.
Was that her? Is,
but we always mention her on the podcast.
Lee Remick.
Lee
man.
Remick. Yeah, boy.
Oh, yeah. That worked for me. Tim, what can we do for you?
Just calling. Just wanted to say hi. I never called in. I'm using the app for the first time. It worked perfectly. I actually enjoyed
it. Oscar, how great do you feel every time we are now getting almost exclusively our calls based on the push notifications you send out on the
app?
Nice.
That's
got
to
make you feel pretty
Mike.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
makes
good.
My heart explode.
Be. That's what.
Yeah, nice.
In a non-medical way.
You know, we love it. We like the technology. I mean, you know, we're creatures of technology, so it's great when our, you know, push
Evolve
notifications.
Evolve let people or die.
Ever forward. Ever forward. Anything else, Tim? You got up early and called from Portland, so I want to make sure everything's okay.
Well, I just want to say everybody on the West Coast is, we do sound stoned, but I'm actually getting stoned just before I go to work.
That's great.
Nice and legal here, so I'm going to be chomping at the bit on my way to work, whether or not that idiot likes that word or not.
So, I knew it. I knew not to hang
say,
up.
Adrian, I love you. Wake and bake. And us on the Pacific Northwest, I hope to see you guys in Vegas. I've never been to one of your shows. I've been a listener for 25 years.
All right.
I'm so jealous of Rob. I feel like him and I are the same type of father. And, you know, we just had our first grandbaby. I'm excited. And
congrats.
Everything's great.
I'm high, too.
I like you. Awesome. I like you, Tim. That is a good call. You have a wonderful day in Portland, Oregon. Let's move on to Columbia. Luis from Columbia. Columbia, like Ooh. Columbia, Maryland, or Columbia, South America?
Columbia, South America, actually.
Listen to this connection.
Oh, yes.
Oh my
Skype
God.
For the win.
Wow. Hi, Luis. Yeah. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. Warm in the tropics.
Oh, must be
Speaking of you guys that are freezing your buns off in the States.
Let me check the, now the guys up in D.C., you know, my situation's a little bit different.
Snow. Hey, looks that up.
And credit him for using the word buns. You don't hear it enough
What's
anymore.
What's the ratio of cocaine to buns in Colombia these days?
Is that cocaine to buns?
Yeah, buns like butts, right. You know?
Yeah, I know, buns.
All right, sorry.
Jesus
well,
Christ.
Well, that much of cocaine, because it all gets sent up there.
Touché.
is it still what is the state of Colombia? You know, we are as Americans fascinated with Colombia. There's a lot of television content about Escobar and all that. What is the current state of affairs? One of my daughter's very best friends in high school was from your wonderful country. And you know, I'm curious, what's the state of affairs in Colombia now with you know, rebels and drug lords and everything? Has the country stabilized at all?
Stabilized is a funny thing because we've been this way for the last 50 or 60 years. So it's really hard to say if things are really, really better or not. things are supposed to be getting better, but revolutionary forces and stuff are still being hammered out. And it's been really interesting. You don't see as much of that affecting in the cities, in the you know, outside in the fields and stuff, that things get a little more complicated. But all in all, it's not such a bad country as Narcos would have you see.
Are you a lifelong Colombian, and how old are you?
I am a lifelong Colombian. I'm 44.
How did you find our show?
Oh, it's been a while. I've been listening since, like, forever. You guys got featured in iTunes or something.
Oh, cool.
Back, way back in the Buzz and Ronick days.
Okay, yeah. Very
and,
cool.
I've been listening ever since.
Better now, don't you think?
Oh,
Rob, thank you. Hey, Luis, that is so very cool. Very call back kind. Anytime and give us a South American update. We'd love to hear.
I have a friend that goes to Colombia every year. What part of Colombia are you in?
Barranquilla. It's up north.
Okay. Well, I think he was
in the coast.
Cartagena. And, well, regardless, it's a touristy place. It is a touristy place as far as Americans go. You can go and your dollar goes so much further. And he's right that Narcos portrays a different time in that country. That's for sure.
Anything else we can do for you, Luis?
No, just saying hi. Feliz año. Happy New Year. And Rob, thank you.
Bye-bye. But the classy international man kept it clean.
Tell everybody to hang on the line. Rob's going to lick his wounds, and we are going to gather ourselves. We have a bustling, wide-open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. So tell all these people to stand by. We will get to more, but right now we have to start the show. Whoa, whoa!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear. I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
Oh, gosh. Because, you know, the position that would put me in... You know, we have language in the prospectus.
I know that the bankers can change their mind. And I know what is at stake. You know, the only couple I knew that both Kennedy and LBJ wanted to socialize with was you and your husband, and you owned the damn paper. But that's the way things worked. Politicians and the press, they trusted each other so they could go to the same dinner party and drink cocktails and tell jokes while there was a war raging in Vietnam.
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm not protecting Lyndon.
No, you got his former Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, the man who commissioned this study. He's one of about a dozen party guests out on your patio.
I'm not protecting any of them. I'm protecting the paper.
It's not the full report, but it's over 4,000 pages of it.
Are these in order?
I don't think so.
There are no page numbers.
Yeah, that's where the top secret stamps were. My source had to cut them off.
We're supposed to retire on Friday.
Ben, how are we supposed to comb through 4,000 pages?
They're not even loosely organized.
The Times had 3 months. There's no way we can possibly
get this. He's right. We got less than 8 hours.
We could shoot for city, then we'd have 10.
Hey, for the last 6 years, we've been playing catch-up, and now thanks to the President of the United States, who, by the way, has taken a shit all over the First Amendment, we have the goods. We don't have any competition. There's dozens of stories in here. The Times has barely scratched the surface. We have 10 hours till the deadline, so we dig in.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's a clip from the movie The Post. Tom Hanks doing a little impression there with the Ben Bradley, right?
That's why I
pulled
it.
Trying to get the patter of Brendan. Did you pull it for that reason?
Yeah, because we talked yesterday that Jason Robards will always be my Ben Bradley.
You know, Ben Bradley, and I had the pleasure of meeting, I think on one occasion, Ben Bradley. And I met him. I didn't know that. Like a quickie little thing where it was just a handshake thing. And I remember listening to him interviewed. And he had kind of that sound.
Yeah.
You know, that sound there that's got that thing going, and Hanks is trying to do that. But when you look at Jason Robards as far as typecasting and All the President's Men, that's who you think of.
Of course.
You can't
be
that.
It's just the hard-nosed, hard-scrabble newspaper man.
This better be worth it.
And we need more of them today than ever.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it, obviously, all the way from Columbia to Portland, Oregon today. We're on air on demand and heard 24-7 on the app. You can reach us today, especially, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Texture. How would you like to hold 200 magazines, all of your favorites, right in one hand? Now, add to your pile, not just current issues, but back issues too, all in one hand on one device. Is your arm tired yet?
It's heavy, right?
It doesn't need to be. All you need is Texture. With the Texture app that I love, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like New Yorker, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Real Simple.
Yep.
I read ahead.
Don't read ahead.
And my personal favorite, Oprah.
Mike, there's two exclamation points there. You need to say it right.
Okay, I'm sorry. And my personal favorite, Oprah! Thank you. And right now... All right, he got me, Oscar. I'm sorry.
I see sometimes it. All good.
I didn't see it coming.
Genuine.
Right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally... I'm sorry.
You get Texture.
I didn't know what one he was going to go with.
You get Texture.
Totally searchable. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. No heavy lifting. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture, you'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. You. That is not funny. Let's move right along here and get right back to the phone calls on Wide Open Wednesday. Michael from, it just says rural Virginia.
Oh.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you on Wide Open Wednesday?
I'm a few days behind. I was just listening to the episode where you were talking about being uncomfortable with people carrying into your firearms into your church where your son did goes I give to
the
school.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Michael. Did I give the update on that on the show? Did
you
I mention
given
that the
to us yet.
No. But you mentioned pastor, there was an update. Yeah,
the pastor called me back, and I really have to go full disclosure on this. And I had a nice chat with him, and he was talking about the fact that this was a seminar that was not a bunch of vigilantes coming into the school. It was a seminar offered by the police department, and it was for the people that are like ushers and acolytes and people in the church and what they do. What exit strategies they do, securing the building, getting people out of the building in a situation like that. This is a common practice around the country.
Well, like an emergency drill preparedness thing. Yeah.
Now, I totally wigged out, and I did. Look, I admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong to wig out like that. It scared me when I was picking up my kid at the same time, and the guy was very, very informative and told me that's what they do, and then he threw a little tip in, and he said, just in case you were concerned, you should probably be aware that the average age in that room was probably 75 to 80. So that was a very nice call that I received yesterday. Is that what you were calling to tell me about, Michael?
Well, I was calling because you kind of implied that you were really uncomfortable with anybody that carries concealed carries or open carries, and
that hasn't changed.
I do, and in my situation, I mean, I'm in rural Virginia. I'm a stay at home dad. I have a young daughter. And where I live, the police response time is like 20 minutes.
Right.
And so if anything should happen, I'm pretty much on my own. So.
Right.
And
oh, my God. Somebody's on your front lawn. Somebody's on your front lawn right now.
I never actually thought about that circumstance, though, when if you live in a rural space, that it would make more sense for you to need to carry a firearm on that level.
I understand his point completely, but
I've never thought about that in my life.
But it's separate for me as what I cited during that conversation. Yes. Different when you have a gun on your property in rural Virginia or when you're wearing a gun in a holster in a barbershop.
That's fair.
I think they're different situations.
I mean, it's the whole argument about guns that you could get into. And, you know, the fact is that statistically, I happen to buy into the statistics that if you have a gun at home for protection, which is a standard reason people say they have firearms, that statistics would bear out that you have increased the likelihood that someone in an altercation or a domestic situation or a mistake that is made, you are more likely to hurt or kill someone who you know. And that's what I've always gone along with. With that said, I have to tell you something, Michael, that you know, if I lived out in the middle of nowhere and I was worried about, say, an element that was out there, like there were break-ins or stuff, I would never close the door on the legal right to protect myself. And I think that, to be honest, if you're responsible about it and you keep it safe, you know, that's the law. You're able to do that. You're able to do that. So I completely understand that at the same time. And as far as hunting is concerned, I watched a show the other night, Trophy, just a little tail end of it, Trophy on CNN, which was about hunting. And
I thought it was about your wife.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll pass that along to Carla. Is there anything else, Michael?
Well, that's most of it. I just want to say, you know, I also carry for the same reasons. I'm in a rural area. If something should happen, like I've had my truck break down and my daughter's in the car and I'm out fixing it and I'm on the side of a road in the middle of nowhere. And once again, I'm responsible. Because she's in the truck.
Yeah.
And I dread. Dread having to ever have to use my firearm. I dread it.
Right. Right. Well, then you know what? Leave it at home. The thing about it is, you know, were you the guy? I think I stopped to help somebody one time in Southern Virginia. They were broken down on the side, and I just pulled up and I said, "Hey, can I help you?" And then, oh my God, they took a shot at me. It was terrible.
Rude.
It was.
But can you imagine how horrifying it is if you pull your truck over in the middle of nowhere and you know you're fixing your tire and you look in the sewer drain and there's.
Someone suddenly, may I help you with your tire? Hey, I understand you have a flat. Why don't you come over here and I'll help you with that flat? That'd be fantastic.
Hey, Michael, how many guns do you own, sir?
I have to sit here and probably 15. Somewhere in that range. Okay.
That's a good number.
That's a good round number.
Yeah. 15 to hot daughter ratio really isn't adding up in my mind, sir.
But Michael, you know what? God bless you. Country. And you know what the problem is in our country? We're not listening to each other. Yeah. And I completely understand how you feel. And there are people in this country.
I understand how you feel as well.
Good. And that's the way it is. And it rocks. You. And God bless you. And you know what? The cool thing is that you're listening to the show and you can maybe disagree with me on certain things, but you can understand where I'm coming from. And, you know, especially when it comes to the gun thing, I have a lot of friends that are gun enthusiasts. And you have to understand that. And I think that it should be also pointed out that reasonable and responsible people for certain elements of gun control, background checks, mental illness, all that good stuff. The vast majority of people that are gun owners and non-gun owners agree on that. But I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
I know
much.
This.
And
if I go visit him, I'm calling ahead. No drop-ins.
Hello. Hello. Oh, no, he's pointing something at me. But you know what? We could talk about guns all day long, but ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very important to get our stock tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. There's the bell. There's the bell. A little early this morning, we go to Muhammad with today's stop tick
Oprah
of the day. Mo, what do you have for us today?
IBM.
Thank you, Mo.
You rube.
So the smart money, Mike, is in International Business Machines.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Well,
they're all about Watson, you know. He might be right.
Thank you, Mo. We appreciate that. Let's go out to Washington, representing today the great state of Washington, Seattle. And Michelle, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
How do I follow up from Mo?
Well, it's tough, but you know he's a regular caller, so he calls in every week, and you know that's it. We're you know it's what we do.
Briefly, there is someone out there keeping track of his portfolio.
I've seen it. Yeah,
and
that's hysterical.
And they're going on an annual basis and a quarterly basis to see if he's actually yielding earnings, which is going to be crazy.
I'd love to check it at the end of the year. Michelle, thanks for getting up early and calling us. What can we do for you this morning?
Yep. Well, I was the one who called last week that Jesus gave me the ride home.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. And Jesus gave you a nice little ride. That was wonderful. We appreciate you listening and calling in every week. We do.
I'm sorry. And I keep stepping on you because there's a little bit of a...
Yeah.
All right. So, sorry. I just want to apologize ahead of time. So yesterday you were, Mike, you were talking about how neighbors don't know neighbors, and you were also kind of bitching about the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a, I have another story that actually incorporates all of that.
Oh, okay.
So you could probably call it like My Mom, The Serial Killer, and The Today Show.
Okay.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Lay it on us. Go ahead, Michelle. I'm all ears.
All right. So it turns out that there was a serial killer who lived on my street when I was growing up.
And you know, that part of the world, I've seen those maps. That seems to happen out in that part of the world. Very scary. So continue.
Yes. So have you ever heard of the Spokane serial killer? His name was Robert Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, he.
I have.
Yeah, he lived on my street.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Did you lose any neighbors or friends?
Oh no, no, no. Just he mostly took to prostitutes, so I was safe because you know I wasn't one. And
thanks for clarifying.
Nice round of applause to Michelle, who was not a prostitute.
Yeah. Well done.
Yes, yes. Continue, Michelle.
So, yeah. So he lived up about five doors down from us, and you know, you're saying you don't know your neighbors and stuff like that, but you know, we'd walk past his house and say hi, and the whole thing of he kept to himself and seemed very nice. And thing was, he was always like washing his car. Like every time we saw him outside, he was washing his car
with bleach.
That's where it happened.
That's scary. That's scary. And how does the Today Show work into that?
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So I moved to Seattle, and my mom still lived in Spokane in our house. And one day I'm getting ready for work, and turns out she came home from work, and she actually worked for the police department. And she comes home from work one day, and our entire street is, like, cordoned off with police tape and stuff.
Wow.
And she gets, you know, the police officer recognizes her from roll call and asks her for a license just to make sure she actually lives in the street. And tells her, hey, Spokane serial killer. We just arrested him. And my mom, you know, the next day she calls me and she tells me, she's like, turn on the Today Show. And I'm like, okay. And it turns out like my house is right next to a soccer field and all of the, national affiliates were broadcasting about this and they were parked in the soccer field right next to my house. And so my mom is like, turn on the Today Show. So I do, and she says, like, she's like, look at your bedroom window. And I was like, okay. And I'm looking at, like, the reporter on the Today Show over his shoulder. And my blinds in my bedroom window start going up and down, up and down, up and down. Up and down.
I can see your visage.
She's like yelling over the phone. She's like, can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see it?
That's great.
For like the entire 60-second broadcast, my blinds in my bedroom window are going up and down.
A thrill.
A thrill. Horrible crime.
Yeah, I know. Who cares about the multiple deaths? It doesn't matter.
It should be on TV.
That's it. Great story, Michelle. Thank you very much for the call.
Have you ever lived in proximity
that.
To a major crime?
I'm trying to think about it. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I have a good one.
Thank you, Pony. That's right. I lived in Manhattan. That would be a yes then. Absolutely.
I have one that has more of a social interest and not of a murderous interest, but the house I grew up in Vienna was five doors down from the house where Marv Albert bit the girl's butt.
Ooh.
I thought that was in a hotel room.
No, that was in Vienna on Glengyle Drive. And that's where
really?
The bite... Yeah, she lived there. I was no longer living there, but when they did the live reports of the location, I got to see the courtyard of the townhouse I grew up in.
Do you know how I'm tied into that crime?
How?
Do you remember? You should remember this.
I know
the day after the trial was over.
I don't remember.
The day after the trial was over, I played a round of golf with the sitting judge that presided over that case.
Oh.
Judge Benjamin Kendrick.
Wow.
Judge Benny, a wonderful human being and a great guy. And he needed to relax after that was over.
I bet.
And he was also, his marks were very high in the way he handled that entire very high profile case with Marv Albert.
My guess was the fact that the Don and Mike show at the time, its investment in it was, we broke the story to the television columnist of USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
I called Rudy Martsky and said, what do you know about the Marv Albert story? And Rudy, arguably the biggest TV sports story of the year, Rudy said,
huh?
What?
What's going on? I just got up. I just finished. Hey, Mouse, Mouse, put that box of wine, that empty box of wine, put it on the stoop. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. All right. Tell these people, we got a couple more. This is a jammed Wide Open Wednesday today. We'll take some more calls, and we'll have some more fun when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Meara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Meara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Meara Show. Treat your ears. No, I love that crazy old man. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. A great time to make a new start, buying a new home or refinancing. Home values have gone up. That means you can refinance to pay off other debt, making it tax deductible, or refi to eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, everyone. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. They know how to help. It's likely that the Fed will raise rates three times this year.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So you need to get locked in before those rates go way up. That's right. That's our educated comment to you. A lot.
That's a lot, Damone.
Or so.
And they say that a lot.
Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate. Isn't that great?
I just quick sidebar.
Yes,
I remember from grade school that one of our teachers walked in pissed, but we gave some papers in, and they said a lot is not one word.
Like, yes,
and he wrote it
separate.
On the board.
Yeah,
he's like,
a and a lot.
What are you gonna learn?
Right. Then you went back to having some pizza, learning about Cuba. With the spring housing market already heating up, you can call Cornerstone First Financial to get pre-approved before you meet a realtor. We know these guys. They're our friends, and soon they'll be yours, too. Click their banner on our website. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right and do it now. With a Cornerstone First Financial. Hey, thanks, everybody. We appreciate all these calls today. This is, I got to tell you something. I judge, Oscar gets all the metrics and looks at all the stuff. I do a gut check, you know, as far as how we're doing in the first of the year. And just the feedback from stuff we say on the show has been pretty overwhelming this first two weeks of the year.
And you're on that vegan diet.
Yeah.
And the vegan diet, feeling fantastic. let's go to Chris from Delaware. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, guys. I'm a glutton for punishment, so I listened to the O'Meara cast yesterday.
We all are, my friend.
Presidential debate between Jim Amato and Merle Rogers, two fine candidates. And the one takeaway...
Merle was talking about something?
They're debating.
Yeah.
Oh, what were they debating?
Out of seclusion, Mike.
On what they can do for, I guess, Pennsylvania. But, you know, I take an interest...
State representative for the show.
Oh, the state representatives of the fan club. I get it.
Exactly. So, the one takeaway is that they kind of... I mean, they're very... like they're like top echelon P1s, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm a P1, but I'm a nobody. They're top echelon.
Yeah.
And top echelon people. Running. I agree with you, Chris.
And they kind of don't quite feel the love and the respect from the three hosts of TMOS. So, I was hoping you might be able to do something nice. Like, maybe, like, pen them a little note. And by that, I mean have one of your pot-addled interns, you know, scribble something down on a piece of paper.
Are you talking about Jim Amato or Merle Rogers?
And then have Rob A. sign your name on it.
Are you talking about Merle or Jim?
You called him that guy.
Both
of them. That guy. Remember the Jim Amato? You're like, that guy.
I stand by. Now listen. I think these are two. I think I have to, Chris. I have to tackle these separately because I believe as far as Jim Amato, I believe that I have. I think I've demonstrated my gratitude multiple times. Mm-hmm. I am a massive fan of Mr. Jim Amato, and I've said that.
As am I.
As far as Merle, I probably have to show Merle more love.
She's handing
because
it out left and right.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
But I get back to when I came back after the first surgery, and Rob had brilliantly scheduled a live visit from Merle the day I returned from surgery. Do you remember that day, don't you, Rob?
Well, truth be told, you came back a day early.
Yeah.
What do you mean I came back a day early?
You were going to come back on Friday. You came back on Thursday. And she had already been scheduled. And I, you know what? The wise move would have been to cancel. But I didn't intentionally book her for the day you returned. I want history to reflect that. The mistake was that I didn't cancel.
The details.
Blah, 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 blah.
Ouch.
She was here the day I came back.
This is true. And this was a grievous error.
Did I know about it?
No.
Did you tell me about it?
No.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway,
I said, it was a grievous error.
Yeah.
Did Merle bring that up in the debate?
As you basically blame me for coming back a day early.
No, no, no.
It was a grievous error on my part.
No, what I said is the mistake is that I didn't cancel. I want the record to reflect I never intentionally booked her to come back the day you returned. That was what I wanted
to know.
I did
not have sexual intercourse with that woman.
Well, I can't say that.
But anyway, with Merle, Chris, you think Merle needs more love?
I think everybody who's a fan of the show has a whole bunch of insecurities, and we all want love.
Now, I think that, let me just correct you there. I do not necessarily believe that that is the case. Mm. I think that most fans of this show probably are unknown to anyone. In fact, statistics would bear that out, that the majority of people who listen to this show are unknown to us or to anybody, for that matter, because they listen and enjoy
mm-hmm.
and they don't participate. There's a smaller number of the group that they're out front. They want everybody to know who they are. And those people, I would say, I would agree with you, probably have a certain level of insecurity because they're kind of performing like we are, and we have a tremendous amount of
those
insecurity.
Those who do work for the show, I give a pass personally for because it improves the quality of the program. Mm-hmm. Like, if you do a promo for the program and we play it, that's helpful, right? Because Rob's not going to do them.
Right.
It's pretty terrific.
Too busy booking Merle.
It's too big. That your excuse for that was stunning, by the way. I was just
want you to know that it was not done in an effort to do anything against
you. Let the record show.
Hey, look how I can turn his eye. Look. Oh, what happened to his microphone? It's amazing what happened.
Oh God, I think I'm getting to the cold. Chris, so you know, I mean, I've given Jim Amato the love, and Merle, you know, I hung out on the street in New Orleans and chatted with Merle, and you know, I mean, what more do you want from me, Chris?
I don't want more.
He's just a messenger.
I'm just the messenger. Yeah.
What is your last name, Chris? Just out of is it Pontani?
Pontani.
Yeah, oh, this guy. Pound sand. Thank you.
Did you get
all
a
right,
lot of
Pontani
jokes?
All right, there you go. All right, thank you very much.
Just
anyway,
jokes.
He's trouble, that guy.
Yeah,
am I right, Rob?
Trouble. And you know what? He calls, and you know what? You and I go at it, and we have no reason
to. Trouble.
Yeah, you he's always.
Trouble, trouble, trouble.
Is he on Block Island?
To clarify, I didn't.
I'm not in the mood.
Let's go. Let's go to David from Silver Spring. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Breaking news from the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center.
Yes.
Montgomery County, Maryland schools are still closed today.
Unbelievable. Oh, How much snow did you guys get up there today? How much snow?
I don't know where they were recycling the stock footage of the snow actually falling during the morning news, but
right.
I saw at most 3/4 of an inch right here in Georgetown and a dusting out where I live.
Okay. All right. So nothing really to worry about.
To be fair, even my road wasn't, there was no plows. There was nothing, not even salt on my road when I walked out.
Yeah. But the residual salt.
Is it icy?
No. Mm-mm.
All right.
Mm-mm. The residual salt took care of most of it. I think the stuff that was already on there. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, they can Mike Moss.
Wow.
Did you see? I read that because I started reading the trades again because you guys yelled at me
for
not reading the trades.
From the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, Mike Moss is gone.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate the call. And the last call for Wide Open Wednesday because I just don't have time to take any more today. Let's go to Janet from Williamsburg, Virginia. Janet, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Well, Mike, thank you so much for taking my call. This is my second week of no school, so as a teacher, I'm only able to call you on these days.
Oh,
so
bless your heart.
I want to tell you how much I love political persuasion.
Oh.
I love how Chris can correct you in a way that doesn't freak you out. And I was wondering, when you're done doing those shows...
Hold on just a second, Janet. Yeah. I just wanted to say that's a lovely ring on the back of your hand that I'm looking at right now. Thank you very much. Yes, continue, please.
I was wondering, when you're done with those shows, does it make you feel better? Does it freak you out? Or does he calm you? Because he has such a calming effect on me. I was wondering if he does on you.
Well, here it is. I think that this is what's great about Chris Freites. And by the way, if you haven't checked out Political Persuasions, we're putting a lot of time and effort into it. And he is a...
Oh, my God! Whoa! Oh, my God! Wow! Holy
Janet, are you okay?
God.
My God, Janet, are you all right? Or what happened? Was that? What is that? Is that like a cartoon-sized German Shepherd that just burst through your door?
Cujo.
Oh, my God. Wow. Holy McGoat.
I was trying to bring in my groceries before the snow got all over the road and the dog's freaking out.
Wow. And by the way, is it a dog or is it a T-Rex?
It's a golden retriever, and he is.
Oh, bless the dog's heart.
Yes.
So what I was going to say about Chris Freites before the dog terrified all of us, yeah. I should say that the
911.
The setup of the show, and this is important to point out, Chris does not have an agenda at all.
Right.
He tries to maintain a demeanor to the show. While I am at liberty to spew my politics as loudly as I can. And by the way, I've said it again. I'm going to be screaming and yelling this week.
Are you really? Do you promise?
I'm out of my mind this week.
Okay.
I'm out of my mind this week as to the way things are going. I'm not happy about it. But Chris brings everything back. And here's another cool thing that Chris Freites does on Political Persuasions. He talked about in great detail, and I'm sure you listened to the last episode, about what goes on behind the scenes at the actual podium and what's back there. And he has those kind of insights because he's been there and he's covered the White House. And it's just a very, very cool thing. He also has a tremendous depth of knowledge about policy and the information that we all need to know. And he lets me do what I do. And we are evolving into an interesting little team on that show. So I urge everybody, if you haven't gotten a chance to check out Political Persuasions, you can go to MikeOmaraShow.com and get that. And down the road, we're going to have more methods to get that show.
Absolutely.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. And we're working on that now. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. He is able to, the reason I don't go nuts when he corrects me or when he brings a different bit of information to the show is because I know that's the rules. I know the ground rules and the way that show works. So I'm expecting him to do that, and that's fine with me. And so that's kind of why it works.
It's not a point counterpoint,
and it's not going to be a point counterpoint, of course, until we bring Todd Moore into the Political Persuasions.
But they're going to have a contest to see who's tallest.
To Tomo.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But thank you for listening to the show, Janet. I really appreciate that. I hope you continue to listen, okay?
Well, you guys enjoy that snow. I know I will later on today.
What is the dog's name, Janet? Just one last thing.
Boomer.
Perfect. How appropriate is that? My God in heaven. That's incredible. We have to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This week, a special edition of AmeriCast, the Pennsylvania debate.
Should it be Jim Amato, the producer, or Merle Rogers, the seducer?
Answering the tough questions, outlining their plans to move the Keystone State into the third decade of the 21st century and beyond. It's no holds barred and a way for you to make an informed choice. Plus, we highlight all the shows last week on the More Network. Download and listen today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I'm Merle Rogers, and I approve this message.
I'm Jim Amato, and I approve this message.
Going back to the Mike O'Mara Show, Team Jim. This segment of the program brought to you by Quip. Here's a fact. Good oral health impacts your overall health. So why aren't you brushing your teeth properly, huh?
Huh?
Come on, let me tell you. Let me tell you about Quip. It's the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek, it's elegant, and so well-designed, it makes brushing your teeth a pleasure. I love my Quip. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O List. Best of all, Quip starts at $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before, and we thank you. I've got just a short break here before we break for news you may not need, and I have to tell my mates this, that I don't want to be coy, and I don't want to tease something, but it's very much top of mind for me, and I have to make sure that I want to honor this individual, his wishes, and I'm not sure whether he would want me to be talking about this. So I have to talk in vague generalities, but playing golf down here, I had an experience yesterday with someone who was very accomplished in his chosen field. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to say what the field is, but he was a public figure,
mm-hmm.
and we enjoyed a wonderful 18 holes of golf with two other guys. And the fact is that it was one of those circumstances where, after everything was said and done, I got home and I looked this individual up and I went, oh my God. And I felt like a complete and total rube for not knowing the person that I was in the company of. And it was somebody who had a level of accomplishment that's way up there.
I don't think this will spoil your coyness or your vagueness. Is it someone that Oscar and I would know without Googling? Is it someone absolutely we would know with Googling?
No, it wouldn't. I don't think so. It would be someone who would be known in a certain part of the world, and it would be that's it. But the bottom line is that it was it's funny when you meet someone who has a body of work that is that significant and possesses that much modesty. And I look forward to seeing him again so I can
express
that
to him. That's what people say about you all the time.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I say it, Oscar, because last night, did you ever watch the Liv Schreiber, Chuck Webner movie where he played the Bayonne bleeder, Chuck Webner? And it's such a great example of this guy's only identity was the fact that he had gone 15 rounds with Ali, and he was a boxer, and he couldn't get out of that with anybody. It was just, he was so craving love. And people in our business, myself included, we're so in need of approval and credit, and we want to get patted on the back. And it's just, my father always told me, if you want to see a real war hero, you'll probably see a quiet guy that doesn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I've believed that with all of my heart forever, that the real heroes, well, think about it. I mean, think about outside of a few exceptions to the rule, the Navy SEALs that we never hear about, our special forces guys that you never know their names, but they put their asses on the line. It's the same with somebody who, and I'm not equating what this guy does to that, but just the level of accomplishment, I was like, Oh my God. I felt like a mook after I was talking to the guy, and just could not have been a nicer dude. And just we had a terrific time.
Do you feel that you'll run into him again? Will you golf with him again?
Oh, absolutely. And cool. I hope I do, because I look forward to saying, by the way, does it ever happen to you? You know, and I'm sure he would be as modest about it as he was. And
or is the play not to say anything until he brings it up?
No, because he would never bring it up.
Why do you have to bring it up?
Because I feel as though that the level of accomplishment is such that it should be acknowledged. And whether he wants it to be or not, I want him to know
that you know.
It. Are you saying I shouldn't? Is that the best?
I'm
Pony,
I'm
going to reach. I'm going to pull
I'm
your
so
hair
sorry.
Out. I'm going to pull your little sugar glider hairs out when you snicker like that. I see Pony. That's Pony's form. By the way, Pony's form of agreement. I have to go sideways. Yeah. Pony's form of agreement. Yep. Yeah. That's what I say all the time. You scab-picking bastard, Oscar. You see, swear to God, now you got me all paranoid.
No, no, no. He really needs to bring it. He needs to bring it up because it's not
anything.
Every day that Mike Gulson.
I'm chomping at the bit to tell people who it is because that's how petty and small I am. I'm a weak man. I acknowledge it. That's
is
the way it,
Mike,
it goes.
Is it impressionist John Biner?
Oh, my God. Well, the cat's out of the bag now. The cat's out of the bag now. We are screwed. Rob, he might be another one that's dead, I think.
No, he's with us.
Are you sure?
Yes, I've heard him on a podcast recently. He's like 98, but yeah. He's with us, yeah.
You know, do you want to ever tell that story about Patty Duke?
I'll tell it right now. It doesn't
that's
take
where,
long.
That's where Rob says last week, we go over guests. He said, hey, I've got a great idea. Let's get Patty Duke. This is Rob saying this.
A biography coming out, and she's credited as the author. And I said, fantastic. Yeah. So
calls the publicist.
Called the publicist. Not the publicist. Called the co-author.
The co-author.
And
okay.
He got back to me. He said, Rob, we appreciate the interview request, but Ms. Duke died 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
No.
There you go. How about that?
I said, isn't so that's a no?
That's a no. There we go. What happened to that? Oh, my. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Little fingers.
Hi, this is Pony Boy checking in from the futuristic year 2025. I sent this message back to remind you how important it is to keep renewing your bonus show subscriptions. Mike and Rob are long dead, but thanks to your continued support, the great shows on the More Network are still going strong. Tony Perkins, Rofo and Cookies, and Tech 411. So keep subscribing, guys. Carla and the kids depend on it. Little Michael and Little Dirk. And don't smoke. We don't all wind up sounding like Dude Walker.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. You need great talent for your business, but short on time. You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smart hair tools. Let ZipRecruiter help. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and then invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out why. ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free.
Whee!
That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. That's not what I wanted to play. I wanted to play not that, but this.
News.
Thank
news.
Every now and then I get a super, super long, long story that I just cannot edit because it is absolutely hysterical.
Okay.
And this is directed towards our boy, Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Nice.
Because he's gonna dig this. When American movies go to other countries, they usually change the titles. And when the foreign titles get retranslated into English, the results can be interesting.
Ooh. Okay.
There's a video on YouTube of 21 strangest movie translations in Japanese that proves it. And I'm not going to play you the video. What I'm going to do is give you the highlights in no particular order. Okay.
Cool.
These are the translations that go over to Japan, then get retranslated and back to English.
I love this stuff.
Adam Sandler's Anger Management was rebranded New York Style Happy Therapy. Pony, you're going to that country. What do you think about that?
Yorokande.
Being John Malkovich was retitled Malkovich's Hole.
Oh. Makes sense.
American Pie, the reunion, was changed to American Pie Pie Pie.
Technically, it's right because it's the third pie.
Yeah, sure.
Life of Pi was lengthened in an attempt to drum up interest to Life of Pi, colon, 227 days adrift with a tiger.
Well, that gives a lot away.
Spell it out.
Yeah.
Number five here is Despicable Me was retitled Phantom Thief Gru and the Moon Theft. The SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, was changed to SpongeBob. Everyone in the sea saves the world.
For kids. See, now I'm paying. Yeah.
I can't tell you how much I love these. Jaden Smith's Karate Kid reboot was called Best Kid for some reason.
I think you should call all his movies that.
Yeah, Best Kid. The Evil Dead. That's a huge franchise.
Sure.
The Evil Dead was changed to The Ghost's Intestines.
Oh, God.
Army of Darkness was rebranded Captain Supermarket.
My nickname in college.
The Justin Timberlake movie Friends with Benefits is called Stay Friends. That's just, just simple.
Sure.
That's probably good advice in those situations. The Rock's Tooth Fairy movie was changed to The Fairy Fighter.
That's actually a better title in English.
It
I
is.
Don't know. Might be misconstrued.
Big Boy and Lil Wayne's golf comedy, Who's Your Caddy, needed to be changed because the pun wouldn't translate. So it became We Are Hip Hop Golfers.
Pretty direct.
That's actually a pretty common thing to do. They change that around. Semi-Pro is We Are Drunk Shooters. The Incredible Burt Wonderstone is We Are Super Magicians. Goon is We Are Brawling Skaters. Blades of Glory is We Are Figure Skaters. And Anchorman 2 is We Are Newscasters, colon, History's Lowest. Viewership battle in New York.
Oh, I adore
love
it.
Me Japan. Love it. Isn't that great? That's fun. I like that. Moving right along, Marilyn Manson is still recovering from the broken leg he suffered when a stage prop fell on him during a show last year. A few days ago, he suffered another onstage mishap, but this one was not quite as serious. Not long after, Manson launched into The Beautiful People. The Beautiful People. My favorite Manson song. His pants fell down. And a fan caught the whole thing on video. Mm. Luckily, or maybe not, he was facing away from the crowd at the time.
Oh, Manson ass.
But he didn't want to interrupt the song, so instead of bending over to pull them up, he motioned for a roadie to come out and do it for him. He didn't miss a beat at The Beautiful People, The Beautiful People, and it looked like he and the roadie shared a laugh over it.
That's bad duty, though.
I haven't seen the video. Yeah,
I mean, putting together a drum kit's one thing, but pulling up his pants is quite another.
Later in the song, he made up for it by inviting a female fan on stage to dance topless.
Ah!
Might take in the Manson show at a certain point.
Everybody wins.
Yeah. What kind of crew would you have at that concert? That'd be an interesting little, you know. Oh, I know. Barbachuck Moody.
They love right music. Along. They do.
A grocery store chain in Merseyside, England, just put up a job listing for chicken nugget connoisseur. They're looking for someone who will sit around taste testing nuggets, fish sticks, and more frozen foods.
I gotta go.
And help the store and your next job. You've been wanting to moonlight.
I have.
And they'll help the store figure out which brands are best. It's only a part-time gig, though, and there's no word on how much it pays beyond a $35 a month gift card to buy frozen food.
Yeah.
Still, a job tasting chicken nuggets is a job tasting chicken nuggets. So,
right.
Rob, it's over in England. You can do it on the weekends after your radio shows.
I will head on over there and bring my own sauce.
Thank you. A 73-year-old beet farmer named Jim in Gippsland, Australia? I believe so. He was riding his motorbike last month looking for grasshoppers on his farm. That's a neat activity. When he hit a divot and went flying over the handlebars, he landed on his head and he broke his neck. This guy's 73.
Ugh.
When he realized he was alive, he knew he had to get himself home so he could call for help. But because of his broken neck, his head wouldn't stay up. So he grabbed his hair to hold his head up straight, got back on his bike, and drove himself more than a quarter of a mile back to his house in excruciating pain. Then he called for help. He was taken to the hospital where they found he had two fractured vertebrae. He had surgery, and now he's expected to make a full recovery. That's a gritty dude, isn't it?
Wow, I think I'd give up. I'm not sure. Well, of course, I wouldn't have any hair to grab.
That's right. You'd be able to, well, you could maybe press your forehead or
could
do
be,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That probably would cause nerve damage. And now a little something something. A guy was speeding and swerving through Wayne, New Jersey on Saturday night, so the cops pulled him over. He was slurring his speech and making strange hand movements, so the cops knew he was on something. They just weren't sure what, and then they spotted the bottle in his hand. Alcohol? No. Drugs? No. Over-the-counter mood enhancement medicine for his cat? Bingo!
Hey! Whoa!
The guy had been chugging something called catnip cocktail, jeez, which is a drink for cats that's supposed to help them with their anxiety. And there's a big warning on it that says it's not safe for people.
Oh.
That's what this guy was drinking. The guy was charged with driving while intoxicated and reckless driving.
Anything
he
for
also
a buzz.
Reportedly, what's that?
Anything for a buzz, right?
Sure.
Hey, you know, Kitty Dukakis did it with the, what, the cleaning supplies?
Rubbing
right?
alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol?
Kitty.
Yeah, she was a cat.
Stop.
Yeah, he got busted for it. He also reportedly ignored all the officers, shredded the curtains in the police station, and coughed up a furball in the lobby. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to tell you everything. That's some wild stuff there.
I saw him chasing a laser pointer all around his cell.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, we could probably knock out 10 if we really try.
Sure.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Meara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Meara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
That's it. Yes. And that's done. That's the cool thing about that is that promo is done by an intern, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that terrific? Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our bonus packages. It sure is cold. Right now, Mother Nature is all about the frigid temps. You can soak your mittens in steaming hot cocoa, and Old Man Winter will still bite you on the ass.
Happens.
What's the solution, you may ask? I'll tell you or so. Warm yourself from within. Experience the soft tropical warmth that envelops your body when you subscribe to The Bonus Show. That's right. When you subscribe to The Bonus Show, you will actually feel the warmth. It's like doing a shot of tequila.
Yes.
You feel the balmy, sultry coziness, the kind of comfort that only a bonus show can provide. You can buy it. You can give it. Right now, it's easier to give it than it's ever been.
Yes.
Just go to the Mike O'Meara Show homepage and check out the bonus show give button. It's that easy. Share the toasty goodness of laughter. And remember, the future of our show depends on it. And then you can throw your disgusting electric blanket in an unattended but full bathtub and watch it sizzle to an ugly death from short circuiting.
It's true.
You'll laugh at its demise as the scent of smoke and ozone hang heavy in the bathroom air as you yell, bite my bag, electric blanket. I have the bonus show to keep me warm.
It happens all the time.
Just go to MikeOmerishow.com. Rob wrote this on Molly. Click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, Jan 17, 2018.
Make sure there's no people in the tub when you throw that blanket in there.
Oh, God, no.
No,
we don't want an accident.
Nor a toaster, Mike.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Right.
Sometimes you have two favorite things, and you think, wouldn't it be great if I could get them together? That would be awesome.
Oh, I always say that.
I love booze, and I love gravy. But I can't make them be together, but KFC can. They have put up promos on YouTube for drinks you can make, alcoholic drinks that feature Kentucky Fried Chicken gravy, including a KFC Bloody Mary. There is a bourbon-based drink and a sour-based drink.
No, I'm throwing up all. I mean, even thinking about the concept, it's making me puke.
When you see the video, it's even worse because, you know, KFC gravy isn't really gravy. I think it's like a space-age polymer.
Yes.
Because it has a tremendous shelf life. But here's a KFC introducing gravy cocktails.
An old bartender once told me a good drink needs good liquor. Well, I told him that a great drink needs gravy.
Shaking it, pouring it.
Gravy cocktails. Gravy so good, you can drink it.
Blech.
Mm.
I say
disgusting.
No. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Who would dig that? I don't get it.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I guess certain people would.
Has anyone been watching the 2018 Australian Open?
The tennis or the golf?
The tennis is going on right now.
I am not. I'm pretty addicted. I'm so into golf right now.
Right?
I sit there and watch the web.com tour on the Golf Channel.
That's how is that?
Korean kid won it.
Really?
A terrific guest. Shot a really, really good score, and he's a teenager. That's how good this kid is. Amazing.
At the Australian Open, there's a new tennis player named Arina Sabalenka. She's from Belarus, and she shrieks when she hits the ball. That's her thing.
I hate this.
I say this only for illustration for the next tape. So that's her. So in a break and play,
I don't know, who started? Did Monica Seles start that? I think way back when.
Nice pull, Mike.
I think it is.
I think it was
pull.
Monica
Hers
Seles
is much
started.
More annoying. This is almost endearing.
Oh, it's almost endearing. You are in the minority there because in a break and play, the crowd started imitating her to mock her.
Awesome.
Listen
Great.
To this.
Babe Naomi.
One of the things I think is going to be. There's plenty of screaming during the rally. It's not coming from the fans.
That's almost as though she's
meant
for Sabalenka.
I think that's rather ironic.
Please.
Yeah, oh dear.
It just as a courtesy.
Aussies are cool.
Yeah.
I think the umpire needs to just... stay out of it right now.
Yeah,
it's
the better.
Normally a reserved crowd at tennis, and they go, woo,
right.
Woo, I like
it's
that.
It's so obnoxious. I've always thought it was obnoxious. Ridiculous. You don't need to do that.
Mike, I missed this yesterday for Oscar. Bachelor update. I want to make sure I get this in for people that follow The Bachelor through the audio vault. Annalise, remember Annalise who had the traumatic golf cart issue in last week's episode?
Go-kart,
forgive me.
Right.
This week she had another trauma because they were doing a dog show at a dog park, and wouldn't you know, Annalise was traumatized again.
When I was a little girl, my parents were out of the country, and I was staying at my grandparents, and they had a dog. Her name was Sunshine, and she was an old dog, and I was playing with her, and she just, you know, didn't like it anymore and bit. And I almost lost my eye.
Almost.
So I might actually really struggle today.
Are they doing a flashback?
They're making it a horrifying, traumatic flashback. What she did, though, is she got the job of picking up the dog poop.
Yes.
And she was okay with that. But I will give The Bachelor credit because for the dog
and
show. Yeah, go ahead.
Because the dog attacked me, I thought that I didn't have to study in school.
And then
I realized that I had a great body. And so now I haven't expanded my mind, but I work out every day.
I almost lost my eye. That's what our LinkedIn page says.
And credit to The Bachelor because they were doing a dog show. They brought in a special guest. And you know who it was?
Was it Cesar?
No, it was better than that because it was funny.
Okay.
It was Fred Willard.
Mr. Fred Willard is here helping us out, Fred. We couldn't have a dog show without somebody best in show. I mean, if anybody knows this business, it's you.
Yes.
Who's up first?
I'm such a fan of the show, and to see that Ari is courting these girls doggy style, I don't know if that's the right term.
You know what? You know what? What is he, 80? Is he 80?
Gotta be 80,
Jesus, and he will never, ever stop being funny till the day he is put in the ground. Fred Willard is just... What a fabulous line. What a great line. But only he could deliver it like that.
You're right. And you know, he's also...
Oh, my God.
He is so to type. He's the same guy when he plays the father on Modern Family. And
absolutely.
He's great on that, too.
Oh, God. Fred Willard. You go back to... what was it? America Tonight?
Yeah, I think Fernwood Tonight. Both of them,
oh my God, that guy just makes me laugh when he just shows up.
Incredible. All right, two more tapes. Let's do this. Good news. A bunch of activists are trying to secede from the union, and they're based around Sacramento, California.
They're
going to call their new state New California.
We resolve to create the free, sovereign, and independent state of New California.
Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers.
which is perfectly true, except they can't do it without the approval of the United States of America and old California. So they're just whistling Dixie. Mm-hmm. But I want to know that the nut jobs in Sacramento are at least trying to make a difference. That's great.
Yay, Sacramento! Hurrah. New California! Woo! Let's be the official show of New California.
New California. You know what? A lot of effort went into naming that state.
New California.
New California.
Yeah, better than the old. That kind of they have that kind of California accent, too, you know. And as a people of California, we're really happy about breaking away from the union.
I took the 15.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we close with a great prank I saw on YouTube. Do any of you or do your kids play with a Ouija board?
Ouija
board. I think
I played with them when I was younger.
You know, he's supposed to tell fortunes and contact the other side.
Always like the late night, hey, look what I found in my sister's room, brother's room.
So what this brother
can
did.
Can I just point something out, though? Please. If you're planning to play with that Ouija board, you're never really sure what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Of course, a lot of the spookiness of the Ouija board is taken away when you see that it's made by Parker Brothers.
Oh, yes. Thank you, brother.
But anyway, this is a pretty good prank. A brother finds out that his sister and her friends are in the bedroom, lights off, playing with the Ouija board, right? And so he goes and starts flicking the circuit breaker to her bedroom to make the lights blink. And which is so great because, you know, not flicking the lights within the room, but from another part. Yes. And you can audibly hear them screaming in reaction. Here's the Ouija board prank.
I love it. Brilliant.
And the magic of it is, Mike, you couldn't do it in the day of fuses. It's definitely a circuit breaker joke. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
How old was the kid doing it?
A teenager. He looked 15, 16.
That's a smart kid. Listen to that all day long. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us. Hey, can I say thank you to all of our callers on Wide Open Wednesday? What a fabulous run we've had on that in 2018. Nice. Keep them coming. We'll do it every Wednesday and make sure, especially those people out in the West Coast getting up early to call us. We truly appreciate that. Don't forget to update our brand new app and check it out and listen to our stream 24/7. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.